Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
News Nation political contributor Denise Gitsum joining us, talking about something that a lot of Americans say that they're feeling, especially in this time. 65% of Americans say they feel exhausted when thinking about politics. A lot of people say they feel a little bit of stress thinking about the upcoming election. Well, Denise is the author of Politics for People Who Hate Politics, How to Engage Without Losing Your Friends or Selling Your Soul, which I think is a great title for a book because it's something a lot of people have to be looking for, right?
Absolutely. You know, it is a fine line to walk, to stand for truth, but do it in a way that's loving and respectful of others. But it's something we absolutely have to stretch for, because if we don't, we will fall into the trap of dividing our country further, which is something none of us can afford right now.
You know, Denise, 65% of Americans in a poll say they always or often feel exhausted thinking about politics. I mean, that's a big number of people out there that are dealing with this right now. What is your advice?
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of them. I do politics for a living, and yet there are times when I just wish that all of it would go away. And I think that's a healthy thing, to be honest. But since we're in the final days of the election, you know, thankfully we've got Tuesday as a finish line. But we've really got to think about, you know, who do we want to be the day after the election, right? What kind of a country do we want to have? I think it requires sort of going up to that 30,000-foot level and saying, yes, we've got to stand for all the things that we believe in and that we fight for, and that we think about the things that matter so much to us as our values are expressed through our vote. But at the same time, we have to recognize that half of the country after Tuesday is going to be really upset with the outcome, and they're still our neighbors, and they're still our friends, and they're still our family members, and we need to be able to talk to them in a manner that doesn't make them feel utterly excluded if they're on the losing end, and also just to foster understanding. You know, tell me why this is important to you. I think it's so important that we put aside just our obsession with, you know, the outcome, and think about the role that we play as Americans in shaping the nation that we want to have.
The subtitle of this book is How to Engage Without Losing Your Friends, mm-hmm. Selling Your Soul. And I think for a lot of people, for a long time, it's been, you want to do this in a healthy way, don't engage. Don't talk about it, right? What do we not talk about? Religion or politics at the dinner table or when you're at a party with friends and families. But you're making the point for engaging still. Why should we engage instead of just leave it alone?
Because I think it's hard for us to feel like we're fully known or accepted or embraced in spite of things that people might think are wacky about the things that we believed, if we're not honest with people. And also, you know, all of us were given a voice for a reason. All of us are there to make a difference, talk about our personal experiences and why they translate into the way that we vote. And so I think that if we're not speaking up about our own experiences and the belief system that we came to that translates into that vote, then I think that we're missing part of that conversation. I never think that less speech is good. I always think that more is. Of course, there's also the caveat of having the wisdom and discernment to know when a good time might be. And I wouldn't say that pounding the table and ensuring that everyone knows, you know, you shove your beliefs down everyone's throat at over Thanksgiving dinner is going to be the best way to create family harmony. But I do think that there's this notion that, you know, if I have to hide this part of myself, then I can't really be in relationship with you. And this is more from, you know, years of therapy than anything else, just a basic human instinct to be known and to know people.
You know, dialogue is always the answer, right? But should we maybe compartmentalize, not take all of that with us wherever we go with whoever we're with?
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's a lot, like I said a little bit earlier, but I didn't elaborate on there's a lot to be said for having wisdom and discernment and how, you know, how and when we engage. You know, we've got to think about, you know, read the room is what really what I boil it down to. There's just moments and people that are so upset about certain things at certain times or maybe all the time that is probably not worth engaging. But really it comes down to, I think, at least for me, it comes down to my motivation. Am I there to sort of say, ha ha, I told you so? Hopefully not. There's times when I feel that way, believe me, because I am human. Just because I wrote the book, actually, it's me preaching to myself because I fall short on so many of these principles in the book. But I would say that, you know, if our intention is to really foster unity, which is so important, I believe a house divided cannot stand. And so if our belief system is that America is something worth fighting for, it's more than just about fighting for our principles. It's about standing together, holding hands in spite of our differences. And I think that's a conversation that needs to be had at the right time and in the right manner.
You said before that, you know, whatever happens on the 6th of November, you're going to have half the people, half the country wake up and they're going to be upset about what happened. Do you believe that? Do you think it is half or because I think it is a much smaller percentage of the people who are actually engaged. I think maybe half the country is going to wake up and, you know, oh, yeah, what was the who won last night? You know, what,
well,
what are
listen,
you going to tell
me? Yeah, not all of us live in the political world. I mean, I do it for a living, so I'm kind of a weirdo. I know that I'm out of the mainstream, and that's probably a healthy thing. Not, I don't want everyone running around doing, you know, politics like I do it. But I, you know, I think that whether or not people feel upset about it depends on whether they understand the repercussions of who the free leader of the free world ends up being. Of course, there are real things at stake in this election. That's why people are so stressed about it. That's also why people are concerned. A lot of people think it's the end of the world if one person or the other wins. You know, so for whatever percentage of Americans feel that way, it's enough to be dominating the headlines. You know, folks are making money off of it in Washington, D.C. They're making money off of it in the media. And I think it's something that we have to deal with regardless of how much they really care about the issue. But I agree with you that holidays are around the corner. There's a lot of other things we could be thinking about. And maybe we won't understand the full repercussions of our vote until, you know, 2 years into the next administration. But for those who are upset, I understand, and there's a lot of things that I feel strongly about, and I can relate, and I think it's our job to meet them where they are to ensure that it doesn't further divide our country.
Politics for People Who Hate Politics, the book available now. Denise Gitson, the author, joining us. Denise, thank you.
Thank you all so much. Have a great one.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.